Hey guys, awesome episode today. We talk about friends with benefits and approaching people at bars. Check it out. Enjoy. Share it with friends. Welcome to the J Train Podcast. It's J Train, Jared Freed, coming to you live from Harlem, New York City. I'm here at my humble abode. Very excited to be here, and we're still working out kinks. Shelby is in the back with his hammer and his tool set. He's trying to get this all together. Yeah, there he is. Shelby's working on the new studio at the house, so he'll be back next episode. Go follow Shelby on Instagram, at Classic Shelby. I am here. I'm going to be in, I was just in Charlotte, if you're listening on a Friday. I'm going to be in Nashville, Tennessee, Zany's Nashville, next week, the 22nd, 23rd. Come to those shows. They're two different shows. Come to one, come to both. It's going to be a different time of both. Live J-Train podcast, the 22nd. Stand up on the 23rd. They'll both be a blast. Also, if you're coming to the podcast, send me your Bumble, Tinder, Hinge profiles. Let me review them. That is all the announcements I'm going to do for now. I'm very excited about today's guest, super funny comic. He's got his own podcast called Friends and Sports that I was a guest on. So that's a great way for you to get into what he's doing. Graham Kay, thank you for coming on.
Hey, thanks for having me, man.
Dude, it's a pleasure to have you. I did your podcast. I really liked it a lot.
Thanks, man. You were great.
Thank you. It's you and Alex Pavone, mm-hmm. And it's called Friends in Sports, and we just shot the shit about sports.
Yeah, we just ask our guests about their memories of sports, and that's pretty much it.
Sports memories are fun.
Yeah.
Because they, you know, I talked about, like, going to the snowball game with Tom Brady.
We talk a lot about pedophilia, too.
We talk a lot about pedophilia. Always fun.
A surprising amount.
Well, listen, when you're a Penn State graduate, there's really an unavoidable conversation that has to happen. Mm-hmm. And you're trying to be funny, but then at the same time, you're like, oh my God, this is a tight wire act.
Just got to hammer this 30 minutes.
Well, I think what's gotten, you know, listen, you know, with any horrible story,
sure.
What doesn't get talked about, you know, and understandably, and it shouldn't get talked about a lot, is just how it affects the normal, everyday person.
Sure.
Because my life with Penn State football is affected in the most small of ways, but it is...
I thought you were going to say you're the real victim.
I'm the real victim. Yeah, exactly. but it's like, you know, there's, you know, for every, you know, cause, you know, everything has a reaction.
Sure.
When it snows, there's a billion different things that get affected. Some are big, some are small, some are nothing, some are, you know, some are huge. It's like butterfly effect, you know? Mm-hmm. Like, what if this thing was different, and what little things would be affected by that one monumental thing being changed? So
you might not be a comedian.
Who the fuck knows? Mm-hmm. So, you know, it's I had a really good time on that podcast. So listen, I every now and again I talk about the Laughable app. If you are listening to this podcast, you are a podcast person. So if you're a podcast person, you need the best podcast app that's out there called Laughable. Laughable, go download it right now. What the beauty of this app is, it helps podcasts like mine and Graham's.
Download it right now.
What happens is you can be like, hey, I like Jared Freed. I like the J Train podcast. He just had this guy, Graham Kay, who was super funny on his podcast. Let me go on Laughable. I'll look up Jared Freed. I will subscribe to Jared Freed. And then you can see any podcast I've been a guest on.
Oh.
And what that does is that gives them a little nibble of you. And they say, hey, let me be the appetizer to the Graham Kay Friends in Sports podcast. Let me be the one. So, because, you know, this is all comfortability. If you listen mm-hmm. to this podcast, this fits into your life. What day does the Friends of Sports come out?
Every Thursday.
Every Thursday. So, Tuesday, you got the J Train. Wednesday, you got the U Up. Thursday, you got Friends in Sports. Friday, you got J Train. That's how this all works. Listen. Also, you can go follow Graham K on Instagram, at Instagram K. And you have another podcast. I want to talk about this for a second. What is Autastic?
My brother has autism, and my co-host, Kirk Smith, he has a severely autistic son.
Okay.
So basically, we wanted a resource for people who have autism in their lives. Mm-hmm. Not necessarily people with autism, but people who have, like, autistic loved ones.
Mm-hmm.
Like, a resource that isn't depressing, because everything out there makes you want to kill yourself.
Well, this
like, if you're, like, a parent and you Google, like, autism, you just find out your three-year-old has autism.
Yeah.
You Google it, you're going to want to blow your head off.
Well, yeah, because you're like, oh, my God.
Yeah.
You don't want that for your kid, of course. But then what you're saying is kind of back to what we're talking about when we talk a lot about pedophilia.
Yeah.
You're like, yeah, there's, you know, there's people that are affected and have to go through their lives with a horrible thing that happened to them. And also there are people that have autism and have to work out the ability to work to be in the everyday life with people. But then there's also the brother of.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, exactly, right.
What's it like to be the brother of?
Yeah.
What's it like to be the cousin of? What's it like to be the parent of? You know, like, you know, and everyone, what happens to these people that are in the, and I don't want to speak for you, but it's not, what happens a lot of times, people go, well, you as the brother of, I'm sure people will go, well, maybe your issues were minimized because they're like, well, come on, this guy's dealing with, you know, and it's like, there's always someone dealing with a harder life.
Anyone
that's out there, there could be a guy with, you know, no limbs.
Yeah.
And then you'd be like, and then there would be someone, there's someone doing worse than the limbless person.
Uh-huh.
As much as we're like, well, that would be the worst thing that could happen. You're like, well, what about the limbless person that, whatever the next thing is. It's like right now when we talk about, like, you know, there's a lot of talk of, like, people making sure that they're, there's a lot of, like, comedy right now where it's like, who's the most oppressed?
Mm-hmm.
You know, where it's like, the most oppressed is the only one that can be funny.
Those
are the only people that can tell jokes.
Yeah.
Those are the only people that, and you're like,
you don't have any perspective unless you are in Auschwitz.
Yes, there's no perspective that can be had by anyone with
a lesbian in Auschwitz.
A lesbian with Auschwitz. that's not sure about her gender identity. But that's the interesting thing about this podcast, because you get the opportunity to be light on a subject that's heavy.
Yes, exactly. And not like light, like hot, like we're, like we get heavy, but we're like,
of course,
we're just being real, but it just like, we're just not making fun of stuff. So a lot of people think, well, you're making fun of autistic people.
No.
Like I would say half the people ask me that. I'm like,
really?
I want to punch you in the face.
Also, the thing, well, that happens.
It's insulting.
You know what it is? A lot of that happens with comedy a lot, where they'll go, people, that's a narcissism to me, because people come to comedy shows and they'll go, well, I don't like comedy shows. I'm going to get made fun of. It's like, no, you think the comedian came to make you feel bad about yourself?
Yeah.
You know, the comedian came to do the nicest thing that anyone's ever done for you.
Yeah.
To make you laugh.
Yeah.
That's the only goal they have.
Yeah.
You know?
Make you happy.
Make you happy.
Yeah.
So it is funny that people are like, well, I guess, you're like, oh, I have a podcast about autism. Well, what do? Just shit on autistic people? It's like, what?
Yeah.
Did you even think that question through?
Yeah. Yeah, especially in this era.
Yeah.
And like, you think,
how would it even exist?
How long would a podcast last if your goal was shitting on people with autism?
It's crazy.
And you're a white male comedian.
Yeah. So this podcast, I love Friends of Sports. I had a great time. But this is we're living in a new era of entertainment.
I'm listening to J Train, by the way.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate
it. It's great, man.
We have a fun show here. Once Shelby gets done in that woodworking studio, we're going to really...
I don't think he should be hammering that equipment like that.
Yeah, he's slamming around that
electronics.
That mic pretty hard. But thank you, I appreciate it. But I like that we live in this, we're kind of going, like, you can find really anything on podcasts to learn, laugh, and love. So what's a topic that would come up? Like,
how to dress your kid, how to travel, things to worry about, how to prevent stuff like that. What it's like.
How old is your brother?
He's 34.
And is he working? Is he?
He has a few part time jobs.
Okay.
He
does he live at home?
He moved out like 5 years ago.
Okay.
He can live alone if you give him a routine, but it's like he's if anything goes wrong, like, there's a phone call. He's like, the alarm went off. What does that mean? There's a man washing my window.
Oh.
He's just cowering in his room because the window with the washers came.
But that, I mean, it's funny, but it's also like, wow, you know, yeah. Like, it's amazing that he's, it's great that he is living on his
own. Yeah.
What's your relationship like with him?
Great. We talk, like, a couple times a week, three times a week or so.
Yeah.
So I just talk, I got off the phone with him, and we talk for like half an hour today. You know, it's just basically me going, well, don't worry about that anymore. You know, it's just basically me saying that, and he just needs to get it out, you know?
How does that make you, like, how does that, the experience with your brother, how does that, like, relate to everything else? Like, do you notice things that are different about you having lived in a house? Is it just you and your brother?
Yeah.
So, I mean...
And my parents.
And your parents, yeah. Well, just two guys living alone at birth. What do you, like, how does that relate to, like, how you date, how you meet people? Like, does it come up, or do you not know, there's no difference?
There's certainly a difference, and there's a term for it, which I forget, for the sibling of some, and the whole family members, especially the sibling of someone who is mentally handicapped,
mm-hmm.
you end up being a lot more empathetic.
Sure.
As a person,
mm-hmm.
you just grow up caring for somebody and making sure they're okay. And like, I don't know, like I have a lot more patience.
Yeah.
I'm a really good teacher.
Because you've been you're in the position of teaching a lot.
Yes. I spent a lot of my time growing up explaining that 10 cents is less than $5 in like seven different ways.
Yeah.
What?
What? How could this be? It's shiny.
10, that's 5.
Yeah. That's hilarious. Never would have thought of it from that perspective.
Yeah.
To me, it was shiny paper.
Right.
But to him,
there's
it's 10, mm-hmm. 5.
Yeah.
I never would have thought that.
No.
Well, let's do some emails. I'm excited to have you here. At Instagram K on Instagram. Mm-hmm. The podcast, Friends in Sports, also Autastic. Go follow, go support. Are you ready for some emails?
I'm ready.
We're going to help some people. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. All the strings attached. Now, this is a tough email because it's long, and I do like the title.
It looks very long.
But we're going to get through it. Let's do a short one.
I like the spacing of the paragraphs, though. It looks well written.
Well, this is a short one. New city, new boys, and then we'll go to All Strands Attached. The largest of feathers from across the Pacific. I'm a late 2768. Okay, so if we do a rating system here on the podcast, mm-hmm. area code method, face, body, personality. So guys or girls can use it. This is a female listener.
I love how they're rating their personality. That's tough.
Well, that's what brings the full 360 degrees of a person, right?
Right?
It's not just a face and a body.
No.
I got a mind.
But you have to rate your own personality.
She says, I'm a late 768. Late 2768. Face 7, 6 body, 8 personality. And then she writes, 888 if you're into big boobs and a butt. I am. Raising my hand right now. Moving from Asia to Boston.
I'm lowering the other one.
Moving from Asia to Boston for grad school. Okay, so I haven't had much dating luck here, primarily due to the bad case of yellow fever that inflicts guys who live here. I'm not Asian. So, also, my friends do say I'm the worst closer they've ever encountered. Everything is going well, and suddenly, boom, it doesn't. And I'm not even looking for a serious relationship. So, this is where you come in, you sane wizard. Guide me down the path of glory. What is my game plan? What do I do to meet fun guys and get a solid D? Not looking for a solid relationship, but I do want to go out and meet people and sleep around and have a lot of fun. Help me make the most of my new experience. I do like this person. They moving from Asia to Boston. It seems like they got confused along the way.
Yes.
Because
yellow fever.
Well, because they're saying a lot of guys here have a yellow fever. It sounds like they moved from Asia.
Boston to Asia.
Boston to Asia, which is that's the confusing part.
I don't know if you can have yellow fever in Asia. Does everyone have? Everyone.
Well,
must,
after being,
everyone's got yellow fever.
Well, I'm looking at her Instagram account. She's very cute. I'm trying to figure out where they are.
Cool tattoos,
bootlegs. She said, "Yeah, she's living in Boston now. So she did come from Asia to Boston, new city, new boys. I'm late 20s. inflicts all the guys who live here. I'm not Asian. This is an interesting...
Yeah, I didn't know that about Boston.
I didn't know that about Boston.
They were
that's where I'm
hated
from.
Asians.
Well, yeah, they live in a section, you know, the Asian section. You know, so that's not racist. We just separate.
You know, right? Wall them off.
Yeah. So
the Great Wall, we call it.
Yeah. So, I mean, what would you say to a girl who's out there looking for D and wants to meet dudes? Like, this is one of those things that girls, guy, everyone over says it's so easy, and that makes it harder. Mm-hmm. Everyone's like, you're a girl, go out, get fucked, who mm-hmm. cares? But then it's like,
sure,
that's not how it works.
Right.
Their problems are minimized. You gotta find someone that's fun. Like, you don't just want to go home with anybody. If everyone, you know, no. Guys, there's a lot of just disgusting men out there. So, like,
a lot of rude people.
Yes.
You know?
And especially if someone, and especially being a woman, I would assume... I mean, we can't speak for them, but I kind of watch these things where I'm like, if you put out there that you're looking to fuck, you will attract the worst type of people.
Yeah.
Like, you know, it's flies to a garbage can.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
She's out in Boston. What does she do? What do you think?
Well, I mean, it's... Is she going out a lot? Is she going out? Where is she going? You know, there's got to be, you got to keep looking for a different venue. You know,
okay.
For maybe a better venue. And you got to find good running mates. You need like good wing women.
I'm looking at one of her pictures and she's in a picture with a bunch of women who are all cute and fun and whatever. Yeah. I would also say she says that they say she's the worst closer.
Yeah.
Where it's like, there is a point in the night where you gotta put your fucking chips in the middle of the table.
Yes.
Guy or girl.
Yeah.
You gotta say, hey, let's get out of here.
You know, let's get out of here is such a hot thing to hear.
Yes.
If you're a man and a woman says, let's get out of here. I'm like,
wow.
Whoa, it's so fun.
You took all of
anxiety went down.
My anxiety went down, but also you made the, you know, a lot of girls would be like, well, I'm the woman. The guy should be man enough to, it's like, listen, if you're in conversation with someone, you're having a fun conversation, you're hanging out, you're having a couple drinks, you had a couple shots. Now you're like, what do we do next? Hey, it's 12:30.
Yeah.
I have no reason to be here other than the fuck you.
Yeah.
So it's like, you put that out there. A lot of it is, and it's funny that you say it's hot. It's hot to a guy because it's a role reversal.
Yeah.
And it is like, wow, this chick wants my dick.
Yeah. Very nice.
Yeah, look at, oh my God. And now it's like, when you hear that from a woman, you're like, this is someone who knows what they want.
Yeah.
It is not damsel in distress. It is girl who knows that this is the thing they want. Now
right.
I want it too.
And I also wonder, I'm sure you've touched upon this in this podcast, is that I'm worried that we are entering into a era where it is only socially acceptable for men to ask out women online.
Well, what about Bumble?
That's online.
Oh, where the only way you can ask someone out is online.
Yes.
That's interesting.
Going up to a woman now, I mean, I don't believe it to be the case. I have other guy friends who say they won't approach women like that and ask them out because they're worried about coming across too creepy or whatever.
Sure.
But I don't... I think that if that's just... Like, if you talk to women and, like my friends who are women, I'm like, is that the... Everyone's like, no. Talk to them. Don't be creep and talk to us.
You know what's, you know what's interesting about that? Yeah. You know, like, you know, like, the longer you put something off, the more it scares you?
Yes.
You know what I'm talking about? Where you're like, oh, I got it. Well, now I put it off, and now it's become this bigger thing.
Mm.
I think that's what it's become with going up to women in person now. Because now we have the crutch of the online.
Yeah.
So, like, now the idea of, like, going up to someone at a bar is, like, so...
You don't have to.
You don't have to. So you don't do it.
Yeah.
You don't do the harder thing. You do the easier thing. The easier thing is for you to literally go up to someone and go and swipe on an app. We are swiping apps at bars. You know how crazy
that's
that is?
That's crazy.
We're at a bar at a bar.
Yeah.
So that's how little... We want to fucking do this. And you know why? It's diet and exercise. It's hard to do.
It's hard to do.
The easy answer is, hey, you're in a bar. You see a group of people. I mean, I have this experience all the time. I'll go up to girls and go, hey, I'm Jared. And it's like, people are like, well, that's not a pit. What's the best? People write to me, what's the best line? If there was a line, we'd all know it.
Yeah.
We'd all know it. We'd use it all the time. Yeah. There's no line. Hey, I'm Jared. I like your shoes. Done.
Yeah.
There it is.
That's a great line.
But I like your shoes.
You seem like a nice man. Hi, I'm Jared.
I like your shoes.
Yeah.
Oh, where'd you get those? Those are cool shoes. Just notice the one thing that they wanted you to notice. Mm. So, like, you know, I always say that to people. Like,
last time I met a girl, I said, hi, nice hat.
Did you?
Yeah.
Well, and they wore a hat out.
They had no hat. They were, no, yeah,
hat. They were hatless. That's what's so crazy.
I messed up a bit.
Yeah, yeah.
I almost had it.
I had it, and I was like, oh, fuck.
No, she had a nice hat.
But she wore that because she wanted to be seen in a hat.
Sure.
So it's like, you take the one thing about them that they wanted to see. Whether and some people go out, this girl with the big boobs and the big butt, she might wear a shirt where she shows off her boobs. You can't go up and go, nice boobs. No, I mean, that's...
You certainly
shouldn't. I know that that is the advice that I just gave would maybe tell you to say nice boobs.
Yeah.
But maybe you say, oh, hey, that shirt looks nice. Oh, I like your purse. Things that women don't think you'd ever notice is a great thing to notice.
Yes. But this advice can be reversed for this person, for the emailer. She can go up to guys and go, you know, hey.
Hey, I like your shoes.
Yeah.
Nice shoes. Hey, nice glass. You're wearing glasses. Nice. I like your glasses. Where'd you get them?
Yeah.
Are those Warby Parker? You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, you can go into that.
They are. You know my pay grade.
There you go. I know where you're going. Yeah. So, but I'm saying to this girl, being a bad closer is being afraid to hear the answers you don't want to hear.
Yes.
Which is, hey, we had a nice conversation, but I don't want to fuck you.
Right.
And what I'll say to this girl is, if you're 10 minutes in, if you're into a conversation with someone and having a good time at a bar, hey, let's get out. Hey, would you want to get out of here? I got some. Also, a big thing for me is the apartment drink. Yeah. Have an apartment drink ready.
Yes.
When you go out and you're looking for D, have the reason to come back to your place.
Mm-hmm.
So, and listen, I'm saying this with full understanding of how dangerous it is to meet new people and the guys you're dealing with. But also, if you're out there and you meet someone that's worth the time that you're giving to them, and your friends are going, you're the worst closer, here's how you fix your closing game.
Yes.
Have something to go back to. That's why we always talk about our sponsor today, Ghost Tequila. That's a spicy margarita. Mm. It has a story. It has something for you to talk about. Hey, even if you have a pet, hey, I got this dog. Oh, you have a dog? What type of dog? This type of dog. I actually have to go feed it. You want to come back home and feed the dog with me?
Mm-hmm.
I can show you my dog?
Mm-hmm.
Boom. Oh, I got this great tequila, Ghost Tequila. It's spicy. Yeah. I kind of, you know, want to have a drink at my place now?
Yeah.
Boom. Have a story to tell.
Have a story. I like that.
That's the move.
Yeah.
Closers
have
story.
I have three Bud Lights. I drank the other three. A story.
Yeah, there it is. I drank the other three.
Alone.
And they're just sitting there. And there's cheese in my fridge. It's kind of sad.
Cheese, there's a bite out of it.
But we can share the one. We can have one and a half beers each.
The bite.
Yeah.
For you.
JTrain Podcast at gmail.com. JTrain Podcast at gmail.com. Graham K. Friends and Sports Podcast at Instagram K. Go follow, go support.
I'm proud of my Instagram up late.
Are you?
I'm doing well.
What are you proud of on that? I love an Instagram.
I got some sketches there.
Oh, cool.
I got some funny stand up I post there.
There you go.
My regular pictures and captions are some are good, some are okay.
Listen, man,
you know,
this is the thing with a lot of Instagram has so many different avenues for someone to be funny now.
Yeah,
which is so great, like stories, pictures, captions. It is interesting. Like, I'll put up a picture of myself on stage, and then I'm like, okay, well, how do I make this funny? And then you're like, oh, I get the caption. Like, this is where I get to up this out, and we all think, well, no one reads it. But then I'm like, yeah, they fucking read it. You know, if it goes with the picture, it can be, it's a
360. I read every caption.
I read them all too. But I'm saying, I think in the beginning I was like, oh, a caption doesn't get you an extra like. But it does, a funny caption. I have people that comment, they're like, look at the fucking caption. I'm like, oh, great, you saw the thing.
Yeah.
That's why you're here. It's nice that, you know, you get the feedback like that. JTrain Podcast at gmail.com. All the strings attached. We're going to dig into this thing.
Let's do it.
JTrain, thanks for doing what you do. It keeps me occupied during my drives to and from school in between breaks. Anyways, every episode of the podcast I listen to, I can't help but think of my own situation. I've been doing this stupid dance with the same girl for over a year now. I would say that she's an 8'6'9", face, body, personality. I'm a 5'4'8". Okay.
I've been hesitant to email you because I didn't necessarily want to air out my laundry of the podcast, but I need an outside opinion on the matter, so here I am. Okay. I'm going into my junior year at a small school in South Carolina. I met this girl during the second half of freshman year through mutual friends. We hit it off hanging out at house parties and then at bars. We eventually started seeing each other one-on-one and even went on a date or two. A month or two into the inn, she became too busy to hang out, blaming on school, work, and other commitments. Eventually, it came out that she was taking a gap semester in the fall and then going abroad in the spring for sophomore year. She told me she didn't want to do the whole long distance thing, especially because we wouldn't be able to see each other over summer because we live hours and hours away from each other, and she would be busy working due to the fact that it was such a small school and we have a good amount of the same friends. It was awkward for a little bit, but here's where it gets interesting. All right, so to recap what we just read, sounds like classic college love.
Sure.
And I say love, not saying it's love, but, you know.
Air quotes.
They meet freshman year. He's going into his junior year. They meet freshman year. She's too busy, takes a gap year, goes abroad. Now they're going into junior year. Right before the end of the year, we started texting and Snapchatting again. This is when she was abroad. A couple times over the summer, and then she's back now. She's back in a couple hours later. The summer, while drunk texting, we sort of admitted we still had feelings for each other. We have either texted or Snapchatted every single day since then, keeping in touch but only getting flirty when we're drunk. Fast forward to this summer, a year and a half later, we are still talking every day. Ah, where did I get lost here? Right before the end of the year, we started texting and snapping again. Oh, okay. A couple times over the summer, we're drunk. And then the next year came up.
Right.
And now we're at this summer. This summer, a year and a half later, we're still talking every day. We ended up seeing each other once in group setting while drunk, talked about things a little. She told me she didn't want to change anything for the rest of the summer, but we agreed we would see how things go when we get back to school. Very vague, not much clarification at all, I know. A little bit of background, she's kind of a shy person, got mad when I tried consulting her friends because she didn't want people getting involved, so hopefully she doesn't listen to this podcast or else I'm in trouble. Her shyness also makes it hard for me to be straightforward and blunt and have the "so what are we doing" conversation, or even ask her out. I'm also an awkward guy when it comes to those types of conversations. We all are.
I was going to say the same thing. Yeah.
I think she's an awesome girl and would love to get more serious with her and see where things go, but don't know what my next move is or what her feelings and thinking are. I also want to have an awesome junior year and don't want to have to stress out about this. Should I move on, not worry about it, just get with other girls, or should I keep going down this rabbit hole where it leads to, see where it leads? Desperately need your opinion and advice. He attached pictures, but then none of them showed up. None of them attached.
Like her.
This is a very similar situation. What do you think?
I think that she likes you as a person, and she is not seeing you as a boyfriend material, and she is leaning on you for emotional support. She's using you for emotional support.
Yeah.
I'm a firm believer that if things keep like mismatching and not connecting and not misfiring and sputtering out, and it's not going to happen.
Yeah.
You know, I just think that what'll make her like you more is if you start seeing other people.
As insane as that sounds, that is how the world works.
That's how sales work.
It's
human nature.
It's human nature. That's how it goes. There's a couple telling things in his email. Okay. The one, at first, you know, it's funny the way he writes it. It's very male. He's like, Snapchatting for two summers in a row. We're going back and forth every day. It's flirty. We tell each other we want each other when we're drunk.
Yeah.
And then there's a sentence that he doesn't put as much faith into. He says, right before, fast for a little bit, he gets into the description of her that she's shy, and I tried consulting her friends, but she didn't want people getting involved. That is a moment where you really like her, and she's not really into you.
Absolutely.
Because you went to the... How many girls that write into this podcast, they write in, they go, how do I get this guy to text me back? How do I get this guy to stop being a fuckboy? How do I get this guy to stop being busy? Now when the tables are turned, this is a guy going, how many girls that listen to this will go, oh, if the guy that I've been texting would just go to my friend and say, I like her, how do I get her, you know,
yeah.
How much would they want that? But that's not the way it works.
No.
So when you go to the friends, the problem with that is that you lose any game in this. And we all hate games.
Yeah.
But you've lost all footing. She knows that you're there for her if and when things break down.
This is it.
She knows that you're going to be there waiting with arms to catch her and make her feel better.
I'm not saying this.
She's not a bad person. Many good people do this.
It's human nature.
Yeah.
You know, yeah, totally. You know, it's like, I don't say what I'm about to say to make you feel bad.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm fairly certain that the times that she initiates the conversations and it's late at night, it's because she's lonely.
Absolutely.
Or something didn't go well. Like she tried.
Yeah.
She's somebody else she likes. And
you're the net. You're the dick net.
Yeah.
You are underneath the trapeze for when she falls into you.
Mm-hmm.
We call it the pussy net, the dick net. It's just some people assume that position.
But emotional. She won't even. Yeah.
She's not even using you for sex. You're getting none of this.
No.
So my thing to you is, you've put a lot of time and effort in. It's time to stop trying with her. That's not to say that this can't come back to you, but right now your effort level is not being matched.
Yes. As soon as you go silent, I guarantee she's going to start messaging you more.
Well, here's what I think. I think also, some people, they're like, well, she keeps messaging me. If you ignore someone three times, after the third time, they even become a joke to you. I have this theory.
Oh.
So it's like, if someone's like, hey, what's up, over Snap, you don't answer.
Uh-huh.
That's going to be tough to not answer.
Yeah.
Don't do it.
Yeah.
Then they're going to come back a second time. You're going to go, well, they like me. They're doing it a second time. No, they don't. Let it go. The third time, your reaction is going to go, this person won't fucking stop.
Yeah.
It just changes. You realize that this is not about you. It's about them.
Yeah.
You need to stop answering. You need to be the coolest fucking person when you see each other out. Junior year's coming, you go out, you're going out with your friends. The advice isn't for you to go, fuck this girl. It's not for you to be mad at this girl.
Mm-hmm.
It's for you to go, listen, we spent a lot of time, but if it comes back, it comes back. If it doesn't, it doesn't.
Mm-hmm.
But you to see her out and go, hey, what's happening? Good to see you. Let's do a shot. Let's have a drink.
Yeah.
Not for you to go, ugh, I gotta avoid her. It's gonna be awkward. No. Everyone has admitted love to someone.
Yes.
And not gotten the response they want.
It means you're brave and alive.
Yes, and that's it. And, you know, I know where he's thinking. He's like, well, I've already told friends. You know, it's kind of like, a lot of the times this is like gambling.
Mm-hmm.
Where you're like, you're thinking of like how much you've put in.
Mm-hmm.
And you're like, well, if I can just make, you know, with gambling, you'll be like, you'll take out $500. And you'll go to the blackjack table. And you'll play. And you'll lose your $500. And you'll be like, okay, I'll take out $100 more to win back the $500. Then you win, let's say with the next $100, you're like, oh, I'm up. Then you get up to $200. And you're like, well, I'm at the $500. And it's like, well, you're not, leave now.
Yeah.
You're only down four now.
I just found out you have a crippling gambling addiction.
Well, this is, you're putting bad money.
Yeah.
Right now, he's like, the mentality has changed. In his mind, he's like, well, I've already put in this time. We text every day. Fuck it. Stop with the we text every day.
Yeah.
Nothing matters. The only thing that matters is the next thing.
Yes.
The rolls of the dice before have nothing to do with the next roll of the dice.
Mm-hmm.
That's the thing. It's the same statistic every time. So you need to, and I know what he's saying. He's like, well, I don't want to be embarrassed. You're not embarrassed. Everyone's done this. Everyone's admitted their feelings to someone and gotten turned down. So your school year should be about going out with your buddies. It's junior year. Meet new people, make new friends, and be cool to this person.
Yeah. Yeah.
Be so cool that she goes, how the fuck is he not messaging me? I gotta figure out how I gotta be hanging with him.
Yeah,
and then if she wants to hang out, you say, well, I'm out. I'll see ya. Let her, you gotta stop with this ghost relationship because it's really only happening over text. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. Graham K at Instagram K. Go follow, go support. Friends in Sports, that's the podcast. Every Thursday, go follow, support, go Unlaughable, check them out. Hi. how to react to thirst traps.
Mm-hmm.
Good day, Mr. Train.
Drink it up. That's how I react.
Undoubtedly entertaining, hopefully female guest and the ever a sensational show coming at you from one of the best isles in the Caribbean. Wow, that's cool. Now, here's the situation. Every so often, this girl I follow on Instagram would put a selfie up on her story with wearing a sports top, which stops above the midriff, and yoga pants posing in a way that shows off all her features. Presumably, she's going for a run to the gym. Every time I see the story, two thoughts on my mind. Damn, she's hot. Two, this looks like a thirst trap to me. Those both can be true. I barely know her. She's more of an acquaintance than anything else, but she does know a lot of my friends. First of all, do you think that she is this is a thirst trap? And if you do, what do you think is the best way to handle this type of situation in terms of indicating my interest to her in a way that doesn't come off as being too bold, i.e. has the highest success rate? And if we do have a female guest, what would you like to receive if we post pics like this? Well, we don't today, but that's okay. Love your podcast, your perspective. Hope to see more and more from you in the future. So what do we think?
Basically, he's asking us what's the best line he can message on Instagram.
To the hot chick.
To the hot chick.
who posts some pictures that anyone would agree are hot pictures.
Yeah.
Let me put it in this way.
Yeah.
Everyone would agree these are pictures that... that anyone would, that puts them up is thinking, I look good.
Sure.
So let's get to this email, but I want to get to our,
here's the thing.
We are sponsored people.
Okay.
And I'm very excited about today's sponsor. They're so good to us. This is our spicy email of the week, I gotta say. Because Ghost Tequila, this is spicy.
Right.
Because she's putting up spicy pictures. Okay. Today's spicy email is sponsored by our friends at Ghost Tequila. Spicy isn't a flavor, it's a sensation, and properly tamed, it can bring a drink to the next level. Now, I mentioned Ghost Tequila earlier because I think I would call this an apartment drink.
Mm-hmm.
Has a story, mm-hmm. can be made into a nice drink. You're not just coming home putting soda and vodka in the cup.
Yeah.
You can put this with, I put it with watermelon, I mix it up in the blender, I put a topper of club soda. It's really,
and that's an extra fun thing to say. You can come home with a blended drink.
That's right, this is a story. Ghost Tequila is
top's coming off.
It's that's how it happens. The perfect balance of 100% agave azul blanco and a splash of ghost pepper designed to bring some spiciness into people's night. We have some here. We're in the J Train layer here. I have some here. It's a delicious product that doesn't bite you with the tequila aftertaste. And speaking of spicy, here's today's spicy email. So let's do this. You go to ghosttequila.com, click buy online, top right corner, click the Old Town Tequila button, ghosttequila.com, and use Ghost5. Promo Ghost5 for $5 off. Ghost5. Promo Ghost5. So what do we think? What does this guy do?
I think that you...
as he gets spicy.
You,
with this hot tamale.
The thing is it's not...
Have you sent him a DM?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Yes. And,
how's it go?
Not great.
Okay.
it's... The person who's posting it is posting it because it makes... They like that people see it, and they like that it makes them feel sexy. It's not because they want men to message them necessarily.
Sure.
You know? So...
That's an interesting thing. You want... With the good comes the bad.
A man would do it because they would not want women to message them. But a woman wouldn't necessarily do it because they want men to message them. Because it makes them feel, they want to just, look, I feel beautiful. This makes me feel, I'm beautiful.
You know what's funny? It's like when they say women dress for other women.
Yeah.
Women post Instagram pictures for other women.
Yeah, to show that they're winning.
They're doing well. Look at how, and they want the girls right. Sexy. Look at the hottie. You know,
goddess.
Goddess. You did it. Oh, my God. Hottie. Whatever. Yeah. Flame emojis.
Yeah.
And then the one dude writes, hey, you're looking good. And all the girls are like, ugh, look creepy.
Disgusting.
Oh, how can he do such a thing? It's like,
sex pervert.
I guess I'm just confused.
I don't know. Nice shoes.
Yeah. So what would you... Go.
I think I'm about to answer. You write nice shoes or whatever. You write something innocuous
Here's the thing.
Where you go, I couldn't help, like, you know what, here's the thing. If you go, here's a picture, she's like showing off her thong, whatever, and then in the background there's like a painting. Oh, look at, I can't help but notice that painting in the background.
Ooh, so, are you into the David? I think to jump off of that piece of advice, I think that is the correct advice, but let me turn it just a second.
Sure.
To make it even better advice, I would say you want to do the nice shoes of compliments on Instagram, mm-hmm. is to comment on the things that aren't the thirst trap pictures.
Yes.
So you, as you know, Johnny DM.
Yeah.
Johnny DM that's writing in.
Yeah.
You know she's hot. You yes. know she puts up these pictures. Yes. You know she has the midriff. You know all that stuff. You don't have to, that's not what you should be talking about. Just like we said, when you go up to someone in the bar, you don't go nice tits.
No.
You go nice shoes. So the shoes of Instagram are the non-thirst trap pictures.
Yes. Exactly.
So the stories, the Instagram stories that you should be responding to are at the beach. Oh my God, so jealous. I'd love to be at the beach. Looks awesome.
Yeah.
You know, where she's posted the waves. Oh, I love swim. That looks such. That's such a nice day. I'm stuck in this office. That's what you write to.
Yeah, yeah.
Those are the things you should be commenting on. The sports bra picture is really the one you shouldn't be responding to.
No.
You need to respond to the ones that are the shoes of Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. JTrainPodcast.
Don't go too far back in her feed.
No. No. Well, I would respond to just stories.
Right.
That's our spicy email of the week. Just the stories. Because the stories have a comment underneath. So you could say, you can just, in real time, you could say, oh, I love that bar.
Oh. Oh, see, now I'm learning.
That's a good dinner spot.
Yeah.
You never want to write, sweet midriff. Well, this guy.
You don't respond, you don't like.
I would comment on, I don't think Instagram pickups happen in the comments, they happen at the end.
Well, yeah.
So, the stories have just offered a reason to DM.
Sure.
Your reason can't be hot yoga pants. Your reason has to be sweet beach, mm-hmm. sweet bar. That's guy or girl.
Mm-hmm.
That's our Ghost Tequila spicy email of the week. Normally 100% agave bottles cost $40 and up. Ghost Tequila is affordable at just $25 per bottle. Right now, listeners to JTrain can get $5 off by going to ghosttequila.com, clicking buy online at the top right corner, clicking on the Old Town Tequila button. That's ghosttequila.com. Use promo Ghost5. Promo Ghost5. $5 off. There we go. Ghost Tequila. Here's the spicy ones. Please drink responsibly. Listen, people, I love what Ghost is doing. I'm a huge fan of how they are associating with our show and the product they're putting out. Please support them as much as they're supporting us. Get involved. Put in time if you want me to put out.
I just recently DM'd somebody.
Did you?
Do you want to check to see if they wrote back?
Yeah. What was the DM? What did you write to them?
There was a bit of a back and forth, but I finally like asked her, like, so you hang out on...
You told me before the show, you met this person at a show.
Yeah.
Correct?
Yeah.
And you found them on Instagram, where they found
I asked them. A friend... Who is that person?
Uh-huh.
And then they sent me their Instagram.
And what did you do? You followed?
I followed and then messaged.
And what was the initial message to go back? I know there's been back and forth, but to just go back.
Very top one was, hey, nice meeting you last night. You have a good style. By the way, I asked Mike for your gram. Aren't I resourceful?
Love it. Because what you did in that message, and this is to all the listeners out there, you called out the creepiness mm-hmm. of, I asked, here's how I found you.
Yeah.
I asked them, you said something nice, I love your style,
mm-hmm.
and now you've asked her out. What is the response? How did you ask her out? Let's go back to
no.
that.
No, I'm kidding.
So, but what I like about your message is the initial message wasn't, let's go out, it was just, hey, I want to say what's up. And now you've had a back and forth, and now you've gotten to the point where you're like, okay, let's put the cards on the table.
I made a connection to, I don't know, I mean, she said I'm like my friend's neighbor. She goes, I'm like their Kramer.
Fine.
And she had like big, like kind of stylish pants on.
Okay.
And I sent her a picture of Kramer, and I was like, you actually have the same pant game as Kramer.
Funny.
And she said, yeah, pretty much yes. Good eye in capitals. And
love
then,
it.
And then I wrote, yeah, I'm pretty impressive. What are you doing Thursday? Do you want to hang? She said,
She's really busy this week. It sucks, but I'm down to hang any night next week.
There we go. Now, here's my one thing.
Yeah.
My criticism.
Okay.
And this is, I think you've done a great job.
Yeah.
Hang is very vague. Mm-hmm. Girls hear hang, and they're not, I don't think that is a, I think they want, mm-hmm. let's do drinks mm-hmm. at ba-da-da. You know, let's do drinks at bar blank.
Right.
Right okay. now, you're in Hangville.
Uh-oh.
Which is fine. She rebuffed busy this week, down for next week, anytime. My next message would be, do you know where she lives, right?
No.
You said she's a neighbor of...
I don't know where my friend lives.
Okay.
Yeah.
I would find out, find out where she lives.
I would find out her exact address.
Find out her address.
Wait for her to go to work in the morning. Be
and
there.
Wait outside. Have a coffee. Find out how she likes her coffee. I would send her back, hey, sounds great. I mean, what part of town are you in? You could say, I live in this part of town. How about Tuesday? There's a bar called blank in this part of town. Does that work for you? I think you need to get more specific.
Yeah, I think you're right. I like to be specific when it comes that time, but I think you're right. My next move should definitely be something very definite and specific.
Because right now you're in, which is, look, her response to hang, yeah, I'm down for it, then you're going to get barred.
Yeah.
Now she's like, well, I'm busy. And then if you keep...
Do you think if I just said initially, like a time and a bar?
No.
That she would write back?
Yeah. I think she would say she was busy.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm busy, that sounds great, but I'm not, you would be at that bar next week.
Right.
I think right now the door is open still. You can only say hang so many times before it becomes this guy wants to fuck and do nothing else.
Right.
Hang does not get the credibility of not being lazy because of how, of the many guys who have written hang before you.
Sure. I was just trying not to be creepy.
No. I'm with you. Right now, yeah. I think right now,
light,
you got to change the language.
Sure, I think you're right.
I think the first time, one hang, you're good.
You get one hang.
You get one hang. I think it's like when a guy calls a girl dude. like, you know, she'll let it go once,
yeah.
But by the third dude, she's going, what the fuck is this?
I would never call a woman I'm trying to sleep with dude. If a guy calls you dude, he's not into you.
Here's another thing.
Or he's an idiot.
Here's another thing that you guys should be getting into, okay? I love Brooklinen sheets. I cannot tell you how much I love Brooklinen sheets. They're the winner of Best Online Bedding Category by Good Housekeeping. Rave reviews from Business Insider. Brooklinen is the fastest growing bedding brand in the world. Over 20,000 five-star reviews. Listen, people, I have these sheets on my bed in the room right next to me.
I've wondered, are they good?
Great sheets. Mm. They're hotel quality. Mm. They are awesome. They come with this little detergent thing. It's like a French detergent that you take it out of the box, you throw it in the wash. Your first night in these... You're never going back. They're fantastic sheets, and they're coming to you at a price you can't find in the stores because they've cut out the middleman, just like a lot of these companies. Let the mailman work for you, okay? Let the mailman bring you your new sheets. Mm-hmm. Don't go to Bed Bath & Beyond or all those other big box stores where you're going to have to, you go to a feel them, you're not sure if you want it, you don't know. Listen to Papa JT.
Mm.
I know how great these sheets are. And if you're sitting at home with your college sheets still, you're wrong.
Mm-hmm.
You got to have great sheets. If you want people to respect you,
yes,
you got to have great sheets.
I need
new sheets. Also, it is a... I've had the best sleeps of my life in this bed, and they've all been in Brooklinen sheets. So my Brooklinen sheets are the best and most comfortable sheets I've really ever slept on. That is not just me saying it. Brooklinen.com is giving an exclusive offer for just my listeners. Get $20 off and free shipping when you use promo code JTRAIN. That's JTRAIN. That's JTRAIN. Promo code JTRAIN at Brooklinen.com. Brooklinen is so sure you'll love their sheets. They offer a risk-free 60-night satisfaction guarantee and a lifetime warranty on all their sheets and comforters. Listen, companies don't just do that. They don't just offer you them for 60 nights to try. Mm-hmm. They know it's a great product. I know it's a great product. If you're looking for sheets, there's only one place to go. The only way to get $20 off and free shipping is to use promo code JTRAIN at Brooklinen.com. That's BROOKLINEN.com. Promo code JTRAIN. Brooklinen, these are really the best sheets ever. put in time if you want me to put out.
I need new sheets myself.
They're really great.
Mine are covered in blood.
Huge fan. Jared, all the fluffiest featherings to you. So I'm writing after getting pissed at a guy and having an imaginary argument with him. You ever do that?
I just realized what I said sounded really bad. No, I cut my elbow.
Oh!
Yeah.
That's why you have blood in your sheets?
Yeah,
I can see the cut right now.
I just showed Jared a little cut.
Get the Brooklyn, it's great. I have a friend, so it's funny that she writes, this is a girl writing in, I'm writing this after getting pissed at a guy and having an imaginary argument with him. I've had so many imaginary arguments with people where you're just like, if they said this, I would say this, and if they say that, I would say that, and then you feel better, and you're like, I guess I'm done talking.
Right.
I guess I don't have to have the fight.
Yeah. Got it out of my system.
Yeah, I'm good. She writes, I have a friend with benefits, but he is getting super lazy about making plans now. We used to do fun stuff like go to San Francisco, ball games, etc. Now he just hits me up late at night for sex, so I've been dodging him. The situation is not a boyfriend, which is fine with me, but it's friends with, quote-unquote, benefits. What do you have to do for benefits? You got to pay into them and sometimes make a copay at the time of visit. Right? Think he would understand if I put it this way. Thanks, Jared. You're the best. Hope to meet you in NorCal one day. I'm going to be out in NorCal at some point. We're going to make that happen. What do you think?
I mean, it's time to get a new friend with benefits. Everything runs its course.
Yeah.
You know? It's not like he's doing anything wrong. It's just like he... You know, it sounds shitty, but the thrill is gone. You know, like, it's like...
Yeah, well, this is the...
It's got to go somewhere. Things always have to go somewhere.
Yeah.
They have to be going up or down, you know?
Friends with benefits, you're swimming in the waters. Those are the waters you swim in. So, like, let's not get mad at the ocean right now. Because... Right now, if you're in a friends with benefits situation, the whole idea is that it should really be called someone I fuck and don't care if they get in another relationship.
Yes.
It's not you're not their friend.
Yeah.
You're not cool with this person. You and him became hooked up because you were like, oh, we're having a good time together, let's hook up. And then you were like, I don't want to be with this person, but I like what's going on.
Yeah.
And then at some point, it devolves into laziness. That's the way it works.
Human nature.
So what you're saying is correct. It's run its course. It's over. It's okay. And...
Which is okay.
It's totally okay. Also, and I understand from the female side of this, she's like, there's so much about, like, where it's like, I found a good penis.
Yeah.
At least it works.
Yes.
This guy is not going to murder me.
Yeah.
You know, it's tough. Now I got to go back into the world find someone else who won't murder me.
I'm exhausted already.
Exhausted. So, to me...
I get it.
I get why she's like, I got the whole thing here. But you don't have anything. This is what it is. You can't make someone do more than they want to do. You can't push a string.
Mm-hmm.
So, I know that she... like, and also, like, what are you going to fight him on? You're fighting him on making time for you that he would make for a girlfriend.
Mm-hmm.
And at that point, you want to be in a relationship. You don't want friends with benefits. That's what you're asking for, a different type of thing, arrangement.
Mm-hmm.
And he's just playing by the rules of the contract that's been written. Nowhere in the friends with benefits contract does it say, I have to give a copay. I don't think that even makes sense.
Yes.
Like, the whole idea of friends with benefits is that I'm living a life where sometimes I get to come. I get to come without having to go to your family get-together.
Yeah.
That's a friends with benefits.
Yeah.
Coming with no family.
Uh-huh.
And never have to do something I don't want to do.
No family.
Yeah.
What a benefit.
It's a great benefit. Listen, it should be called coming with benefits. And the benefit is you don't have to ever... The whole idea of friends with benefits is I don't ever have to compromise the time I do for myself or anyone else.
Yeah. Yeah.
He's being selfish, which is what it allows you to do.
But doesn't it also sound like she wants more out of this because she wants to go on trips?
She wants what she had before. And what she had before was a guy who was trying to get laid.
Part-time boyfriend.
Yes.
She had a guy who was trying to get laid. Mm. He was making the extra effort.
Yeah, and then when he got laid, he goes, oh, let's see how little I can do to get laid the next time. Yeah. And then he's like, oh, let me see how little I can do the next time. And then how little I can do the next time. And then how little I can do the next time. Now he's just literally moving his hand as much as a wizard would move it mm-hmm. to get blunt. Mm-hmm. You know? He's literally moving
wizards
his fingers.
Wizards are so lazy.
So lazy.
They're trying to get blown.
This is what he's doing. He's just... He yeah. literally moves three fingers to get blown.
Yeah.
Why would he do anything else?
It's human nature.
Friends with benefits is just you whittling yeah. down how much you can do to get fucked.
Yes.
That's what it is. There's no commitment level. You don't have to fucking call them on their birthday. If you didn't call friends with benefits on their birthday, they'd go, well, it's not like we're together.
Yeah.
They'd be like, oh, he's a dick.
But I think she needs to admit she also wants a part-time boyfriend. She yes. wants a boyfriend with no commitment. She wants fun trips.
Yeah.
Fun little dinners.
Well, and also, it's never going to happen with this guy.
No.
And she's afraid of how much work it is to find a new guy. And here's the thing. Friends with Benefits is really honestly there to make you feel not lonely. Yeah. Like, you know, it's a Band-Aid on a flesh wound. Because the flesh wound is you want to find something. And right now, you're like, well, here's a guy that makes me feel wanted, makes me feel beautiful, because he will sign up for me for a certain amount of the day. And now you've run out of that because you're like, ugh, I've tasted this flavor before.
Mm-hmm.
It's never new. This mm-hmm. is boring to me. I want to mm-hmm. get to know someone. It's time to move on.
Mm-hmm.
And she's, you know, she puts her Instagram here. She's very cute. You're going to find someone. You're going to be fine. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. Here with Graham K. At Instagram K on Instagram. Shelby's still working hard. Yep, there he is.
He always seems to work when you look at him.
Yeah.
I'm starting to wonder about his work.
Trying to figure out this thing. So let's do one more. I'll give you the choice. I feel like I'm drowning. Stood up by the same girl four times. Help, please help.
Oh,
thanks.
Oh, God.
Does he even want a second date? Chick email can't give away a BJ.
This is interesting.
Let's do that. Love both your podcast, Feathering. Told all my friends, more Feathering Instagram story. Here's the issue I struggle with. One, guys will do anything to get a blowjob. Two, I can't buy a date and a second date is unheard of. Three, I would love to give a blowjob. Four, so guys will do anything to get a blowjob, but go out with me. So what's the problem? I can hear you saying he doesn't want a blowjob from you. Fair point. I can also hear you saying if he doesn't want a second date, he's not the guy for you. Move on. Also a valid point. However, dating in your 40s in the Midwest is definitely not like dating in your 20s. I would agree. Or early 30s in a big city. I live in Indiana, a small town of about 300,000 people. There aren't a lot of options, even though there should be in a place this size. It's so hard to meet someone. I'm not looking for a serious relationship to get married, so I don't think I'm scaring guys off. There are literally just no options. If I do go on and have a date, I start to get excited. Thinking, oh my gosh, I might actually have sex in 2018. Can you help me out? What's wrong with me? Am I? I'm not gross or unhygienic. I'm fine looking, like a normal Midwestern lady in her 40s. Nothing great, but not bad. These 40-year-old divorced men with their dad bods are nothing to write home about themselves.
It's fair.
This is all fair. Like all friends, mine tell me nothing is wrong with me and use the stupid is not right time in line. Not the right timeline. I've been single for 11 years, so I'm no longer buying into that line. Attached is a photo for reference. Oh, she's very cute.
Yeah, very cute.
There's nothing wrong with her. What do you think?
I honestly think it's location.
You think it is?
100%. There's not a lot of things there.
Yeah.
Like, this, it's a kind of place where you have... I think there's a pressure to settle down there.
Mm-hmm.
Because you have to. Because after a certain time, there's not a lot to choose from.
Yeah.
Whereas if you... I mean, we live in New York, and there's a lot of drawbacks to this system out here, too. Because
sure.
you settle down way too late, because there's no pressure. But
yeah.
there's a zillion options. You know what I mean? So... It's, you know,
her email has, like, two things to it.
Mm-hmm.
She wants to fuck in 2018.
Yep.
That's a part of it.
Yeah.
She also, like, wants to meet someone that's, like, a nice guy that's not just, like, you know, like, giving her lip service.
Sure.
And I understand that in this day and age, the trappings of the easiness of the apps will trap, will swallow you whole. She should, if you're in your, I'm saying this, I don't know her life. We live very different lives. I'm not a 40-year-old woman in the Midwest. I'm not.
I don't think you are.
But I'm a 33-year-old guy in the Northeast. Mm-hmm. Who's traveled to the Midwest mm-hmm. every now and again. Mm-hmm. To her, my advice is go hang out at some nice hotel bars.
Yeah.
Nice ones. Mm-hmm. Get dressed up. Mm-hmm. Go out. Have a drink there. Get sexy. Look a guy down the bar who's on a trip. Mm-hmm. I mean, like, I know that's, like, weird advice. Like, I don't think that's, like, the most healthy advice. Or I'm just thinking of, like, this girl needs to get off the schneid.
Yeah.
Do you know that phrase?
Absolutely.
Get off the schneid. You need to get, you know, and sex brings sex.
It's crazy how no one will look at me and then I'll sleep with somebody. And I can feel women looking at me on the street.
It's a different vibe. You walk straighter.
I don't know what's going on.
She needs to get off the fucking schneid. Yeah. And I think, like, and this sounds like crazy advice, but, like, listen, we're in a crazy time. It's been 11 years. You've been single 11 years. You want to get out there. This is a... I think this email is so nice. I'm happy we read it. I think we empathize. I empathize with her position because I'm sitting here going, yeah, she just wants to fuck. Yeah. She just wants to meet a nice guy who's going to give attention and be cool. And she's even saying, I'm not looking to get married. I got my own thing. She's a beautiful woman.
Yep.
And she's... I think what's probably happening to her is she's heard Tinder, she's heard of Bumble, she's heard of Hinge, and she was like, well, I'll make this my option. Mm-hmm. And I think that option for her is the one that's easiest to flake out of.
What do you mean?
Like, you meet someone on these apps, and I think the date has to happen that night or it doesn't happen at all.
Oh, really?
I think if you meet someone on the Thursday app and you say, hey, let's go out tonight, that night is going to be the most fun date you have. Mm-hmm. I think if you can get to a conversation on these apps and go, hey, cool, be cool with each other over the app for like whatever amount of time, an hour, and then you go, hey, I'm actually going to get out of work tonight. I'm going to have a few drinks. Want to have a hang? Mm-hmm. That has more...
Yeah, one hang, though.
Might be one hang, but at least...
The word hang.
Oh, the hang. Yeah, back
to that was your one.
That's my one hang. That's the one hang. But I think that offers you a level of like casualness, one... The longer you wait, we expect too much out of these people we meet out of the blue online.
Right.
So, you know, when you DM with someone for 2 weeks, like with this girl that you're dealing with, you gotta go out next week. Mm-hmm. You gotta go out. Mm-hmm. This week isn't gonna work, but if it doesn't happen next week...
It's not gonna happen.
Well, also it's not gonna happen, and also the pressure on that date becomes more and more. Now we've talked a little bit more, we know each other more than just what normal people know about each other on a first date. Mm. We need to bring the adventure back to dating. Right now we're vetting people so much because there's so much to consume. Their Instagram, their Facebook, the conversation over the apps, that we're not even letting ourselves go out and have a fun night. Mm-hmm. That's all she wants. Listen, she's down about date 2. I think she needs to be more positive. Her email is funny. I know she's going for the joke, and I think it's great. She wants to give a blowjob.
Yeah.
She wants to have a fun fucking night.
Yeah.
Go to a hotel bar, look someone down, have a fucking pink drink, and look at them and go, I want to fucking blow you in your hotel room. Are you single? Are you disease free? Good, me too. Let's go. Mm-hmm. Let me see that cock.
I'll probably say yes.
They'll probably say yes. But also, like, you know, back to the earlier conversation we had in this podcast and even the one before, it might not work out. You might find someone that'll go, no. But, and I don't, we talked about it earlier, it's not easy for women to just go out and fuck. We're not saying that.
No.
We're saying, go put yourself in traffic. Try and get hit.
That's, yeah, no, for sure.
You know, like,
that's actually a good analogy.
You have to put yourself, I think these apps are an illusion of putting yourself out.
Sure.
And listen, if you do that with another friend, if she's in her, go with another friend who's also in her 40s and single, or go with a married friend. Go with a married friend. At least when I go up to two girls and I go, hey, what's up, and start talking to them, they go, well, one mentions her husband, out. Mm-hmm. She's out. Mm-hmm. Oh, I'm single, and this is my single friend. Go with the fun married friend that wants to go out and get a little fucked up.
Yeah.
Go to
the
bar.
Break. She wants to live vicariously through you.
Yeah.
She wants to
let her help you vet the guy.
Yes. You know how much married people love
like holding your Tinder and swiping.
Love it.
She can do it in reality.
In reality.
You know?
And she can be the one that goes, hey, boys. She can be the one that puts herself out
there.
I like
her. I like her Midwestern accent.
Hey, boys.
Hey, boys.
Are you? Turns into like Bugs Bunny dressed as a woman. Like, this is, I think this is, you need to start getting out there in different ways. And we need to get away from the illusion of some of the apps.
Can I tell you an analogy?
Sure.
This is an analogy I've been using for dating. Is you will only remember your successes and you will not remember your failures. Now think of this. Here's the analogy. Babe Ruth had the record for the most strikeouts in Major League Baseball until the late 1990s. I think maybe early 2000s.
Yeah.
That he was the record, the greatest,
the
he
greatest
was the,
strikeout the, guy in the history of baseball.
He missed so many balls.
Sure.
No one even knew.
No one knew.
No one knew. That's, no one cared.
That's a great analogy for dating.
Yeah.
Because right now we live in a time where it feels like we're striking out more because there's just more opportunities to strike out. We're getting a lot of at-bats, more than any other generation. Mm-hmm. We are all out there more and more, so we're seeing turned down more and more.
Yes.
So we get hung up on the turndowns when really you only need, she only needs one cock to be erect for her whole email to be different.
She, yes, exactly. But for our non-sports fans out there, Babe Ruth is one of the greatest home run hitters.
I think Babe Ruth translates.
Very, very popular about the dingers.
I love that. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. Graham K., thank you for coming on. This is fantastic.
Oh, thanks so much for having me.
All of you go follow Graham on Instagram, @InstagramK. Also, Friends in Sports is the podcast. Also, Autastic is another podcast. Go follow, go support. Shelby, you'll be back next week. There he is, @ClassicShelb on Instagram. I'm Jared Fried. We're here every Tuesday and Friday. If you're going to be, if you're in Nashville, come to the show. Come on out. We're going to be at the Zanies in Nashville. I'll be back next episode. Boom.